You're listening to Goldbug Career, your podcast for helping you sort things out. Currently, we're going through a possible global recession after the longest and most profitable bull market in the history of the stock market, with the US stock market increasing a whopping 340% since 2009. Now, with a possible recession forthcoming, this is one of the best times to invest, since the market is cheap, and if you are already investing, what should you do with your investments? Today you'll learn about how to always win in the stock market with a simple yet powerful investment strategy. This strategy is for complete beginners in the stock market. You don't need any technical knowledge about the world of investment. You don't need to check your stocks every day to see if they've gone up or down. None of that. What most stock traders seek is to make profits buying low and selling high. However, this is mainly based in the short term or even intraday trading, that is, buying and selling within the same day. This requires a lot of time, technical analysis, expertise, and some days you win and other days you lose. It is impossible to time the market unless you have a crystal ball, of course. So many end up buying high and selling low, incurring in a loss. Due to this risk, if they do manage to buy low and sell high, they'll gain a high profit. But sadly, most of them don't. Alright, so what is this investment strategy that allows you to always win? It's known as a buy and hold strategy. You basically don't sell. You buy investments and hold them over the long term and reinvest the dividends. A quoted pearl of wisdom from legendary investor Warren Buffett states, "Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one." A simple and great start for starting to invest in this strategy is to buy a strong market index such as the Standard & Poor's 500, which comprises of the 500 largest companies of the United States. How do you buy this? Instead of going to your bank and talking to a financial advisor that you're interested in this product, download any good broker app available in your country. Why? Well, because financial institutions charge a much higher commission than any online broker. This is because banks have actively managed investment funds. That is, there is a professional financial manager that is actively buying and selling funds depending on market trends. These are known as mutual funds. Mutual funds are high commission since they are managed by the bank. On the other hand, investing in the S&P 500 with an online broker is a passively managed investment fund. You are investing directly into the market and there is absolutely no one behind actively moving your funds. This results in very low commissions to even zero commissions in some cases. These are known as exchange-traded funds or ETFs. They are passively managed investments that track the movements of a certain market index such as the S&P 500. I want to emphasize the importance that you download a safe and reliable broker instead of a bank to invest in ETFs. So I highly suggest that you register an account in an online broker and link your bank account to start depositing and investing now. Plus, it is extremely easy to do since most of them have a mobile app version that allows you to transfer money and start investing in the market immediately and in real time. You'll not only end up saving a ton of money on commissions, but you'll also be in total control of your money at all times. No more banks that prey on people that are not financially literate enough. It's time to change this. You are in control of your investments. The strategy is simple. Save some money away every month, invest it in the S&P 500, and reinvest the dividends through the broker and forget about it. I literally take a few minutes a month to transfer money and invest in the market, just letting the money grow more money. Since I don't really need that money, I can wait 10, 20, or 30 years to sell it. It is a buy and hold strategy. The longer you keep the money in, the more money you make, thanks to the magical power of compound interest. Just to illustrate it, imagine you invested a dollar that compounded at 1% a day. In 5 years, your dollar would grow to over 77 million. You'd be the richest person in the world by year 7. Now, imagine a 20-year-old that is just entering the workforce and has more than 40 years before he retires. He puts an initial investment of $10,000 in an S&P 500 index right now and lets it grow in 40 years without contributing any money. Assuming that the average return is at 10%, he'll make more than $450,000, taxes not included. What if the 22-year-old guy now invests $200 every month? Instead of $450,000, he'll make $1.6 million, taxes not included. No wonder Albert Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Moreover, the magic of compounding works best the younger you are, because that means you have more time for your money to grow. Another big tax advantage of long-term investing is that it is taxed lower than short-term investing. If you sell your investments after a year, it is considered as a long-term capital tax. If you sell it before a year, it is a short-term capital tax. For this buy-and-hold strategy, we'll only be buying and letting money grow in the long term. You can invest 10%, 20%, or 30% of your salary, depending on your expenses and savings. As long as you don't need the money and have an emergency account that covers at least 5 to 6 months worth of expenses, you might as well invest some of that money instead of having it in your bank account. Since many believe that the next crisis is around the block, most people are eagerly waiting to invest the money in the cheap market. However, Warren Buffett suggests investing money as soon as you have it and on a monthly basis, rather than waiting for the next financial crisis to come and then starting to invest, since a crisis is completely unpredictable. You might be waiting for months or even years and lose all the potential profit along the way. That is why you should follow what's known as dollar cost averaging. You simply invest some money every month, regardless of a crisis or an expansion, without trying to time the market and wait for months or years or risk buying high and selling low. So, rather than investing once every year, invest every month of the year. As long as you do this, the market returns a decent 7% annual return over the long term. Just think of Mr. Market as an eccentric fellow who wants to spice things up. Instead of giving you a 7% annual return every year, some years it might be 10%, other years it might rise to 20% or 30%, and some years it may even fall 20% or 30%. So as long as you play the game of buying and holding, it'll return a decent 7% per year. You just need to adopt a long-term mindset and not let your emotions take over you. Panicking and selling is the worst thing you can do, since there is a commission on buying and selling, and you might sell at record lows and buy again at higher prices. Not such a good idea. In a buy and hold investment strategy, you are an investor, not a speculator. It is important to make this distinction. As a speculator, you are focused in the short term, and you're trying to figure out where stocks are headed by looking at a past price performance and then trying to predict the behavior of the most irrational and emotional thing in the world and make an investment choice based on that. This is what speculators and banks who actively manage funds do. In fact, Warren Buffett made a $1 million bet that he could do better than most best managed funds. His strategy? Simply putting money in a low-cost S&P 500 ETF. He actually bet right before the financial crisis of 2008 and ended up losing over 37% of his value. while the other actively managed funds lost only 26%. However, Warren knew that this would be a long-term game. And he was right. After 9 years, he had gained 85% compared to 22% of the actively managed fund. And he was declared the winner of the $1 million bet, which he donated. While Buffett is not your typical passive investor, he has dedicated his life actively selecting the best undervalued stocks available, making him one of the richest men in the world. He wanted to show you the power of a buy and hold strategy. He simply invested in a low-cost index fund, showing how it could outperform even the best actively managed professional investors. He made no new investments and didn't even time the 2008 market crash. As Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die. There are actually only a handful of successful speculators. The rest are trying to play catch-up, waiting for things to settle down and then buy, usually high. However, nobody knows when the market settles down. The market doesn't wave a flag to tell everyone that it's clear. So, instead of a speculator, be an investor. This is a completely different person, focusing on the long term and not treating stocks as things that go up and down on a chart. You actually own a small piece of a company. Buffett will be turning 90 years of age this year. The guy has been investing since he was a kid, and he is one of the richest men in the world. Media headlines are always scary. That's how they attract attention to make money. In a recession, you just have a better motive to buy stocks since they are cheap and not sell them during times of panic because of fear. Also, a buy and hold investment strategy reduces stress since you aren't constantly losing sleep thinking of buying or selling or how much you lost, how much you regret investing and being so totally put off that you'd never want to invest in the stock market again. So, a quick recap. Be an investor and follow a buy and hold investment strategy. Buying and holding in the long term, reinvesting the dividends. Invest in an ETF such as the S&P 500 with extremely low commissions and a 7% average rate of return over the long term with dividends reinvested. Invest every month to benefit from dollar cost averaging and don't try to time the market. Enjoy an exponential compound interest. The sooner you start investing, the better. It's just a patience game. And finally, benefit from lower taxes since long-term capital gains are taxed lower than short-term capital gains. Please make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family if you found the information useful. Make sure to follow the podcast for more interesting content to help you sort things out. Thank you for listening. See you next time.